because he sought to reconcile Judaism from without, quote, instead of developing it creatively from within. You recall that the great project of Maimonides was to create a Judaism which was consonant with Aristotelian philosophy. And therefore, allegorically interpreting Judaism, he was able to come up with an understanding of Judaism which was more or less Aristotelian. Now, on some points, of course, Aristotle could not work. But nevertheless, the idea was to show that Judaism could be philosophically interpreted by interpreting it from a standard from without, in this case, the philosophy of the great Greek. Hirsch says no. To understand Judaism, one needs to take every particular ceremony, every particular law, and to see it as a totality, as a complete organism. In other words, to see its own inner coherence, and to find, and he uses this very interesting word, the indwelling spirit. The German word is Geist, and that might put us on to where he's getting this idea from. The internal Geist, or the internal spirit of Judaism and the various laws. In other words, if I should decide that one day, you know, I want to light the candles and I want to do the wine, but, you know, I want to have a BLT sandwich. You know, why not? I can choose what I want to do, right? So I'll take this out, but I'll keep this one in. That's not the way to go about it. In other words, if you are to pick on every individual piece, you're never going to see the whole. You have to see the whole in relationship to the parts. By doing every part, by putting it in its proper place, the meaning, the coherence, the entire essence of what it means to be a Jew will hit you in the face. You can't pick apart each individual piece and expect to feel the whole thing. The internal essence, the internal spirit, the indwelling spirit, the Geist of Judaism comes about by doing the totality of the law. In other words, the totality is what leaves its mark, leaves its impression, totally hits you over the head and says, this is what's so wonderful about the remarkable richness of the Jewish tradition. Clearly conscious of it or not, and that's why I use the German word Geist. For those of you who know something about 19th century philosophy, will know that the word is a very culturally dated word. It's culturally grounded in the 19th century and particularly is associated with the philosophy of Hegel, who spoke about the Geist of every nation and particularly the Geist, the spirit, the indwelling spirit of the German people. Now, whether he was conscious of this or not, whether he was taking from Hegel or not, is unclear. But clearly, that notion is in the air, and it's very interesting that Hirsch takes that Hegelian notion and transforms it into something which becomes Orthodox Judaism. So the first point is, don't isolate the parts. Keep them all together. Do all of Judaism. I said before, we will do and we will heed. This is the language of the Bible when the Jewish people receive the Ten Commandments, receive the law. You first do. Do all the parts. Don't start criticizing them. Don't start analyzing them. Do them all. And in their totality, you will feel the remarkable power and energy of being a Jew. The second point is related to this point. And that is that Hirsch's argument is directed to the individual subjectivism of the Enlightenment, the notion of doing your own thing. Is that really the ideal of human beings? In other words, is it so? What does it mean to do your own thing? Does that lead you? Does that ennoble you? Does that make you a better person? Some may say yes. But you could ask the question, doing your own thing is not the end in itself. It's a means towards the end, perhaps. Doing your own thing does not provide you with the truth, with a sense of justice, with a sense of higher morality. Doing your own thing means that you are you have to rely on your own resources entirely. And if you're a frail human being, if you make mistakes, if you don't consult a higher authority that probably knows more than you, you can obviously be led down the wrong way. What's so great about being doing your own thing in its own right? Is that an ideal? Is that really make for creating a greater human being and a greater society? For Hirsch, and as you will see for others as well, man's consciousness must be elevated from its subjective state and subordinated to the objective mind of the Torah. The Torah is true. The law of Judaism is true. It gives us the morality and the path by which we follow in order to be ethical and proper human beings.